Our WJR senior news analysts do excellent jobs running down very specifically a variety of news stories. They're the ones who dig deep in these sorts of things. And now a ruling by a judge throwing out felony indictments against seven state officials in the Flint crisis, the water crisis, will not stop Attorney General Dana Nessel's prosecuting team from pursuing criminal prosecutions. I said that yesterday. That is so predictable, it's ridiculous. And for all the wrong reasons, by the way. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson is here with comments from one of the prosecuting team members, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. Well, here we go, Lloyd. Sometimes when you think something's over, it really isn't.
That is correct. Good morning, Paul. A Michigan judge dismissed charges Tuesday against seven people in the Flint water scandal, including two former state health officials blamed for deaths of Legionnaires' disease. Judge Elizabeth Kelly took action 3 months after the Michigan Supreme Court said the one-judge grand jury had no authority to issue indictments. Judge Kelly rejected efforts by Attorney General Dana Nessel's office to send the cases to Flint District Court and turn them into criminal complaints, which is the typical path for filing felony charges in Michigan. So what's next? Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, part of Attorney General Dana Nessel's Flint Water prosecuting team, says the search for justice will continue.
The Supreme Court decision made clear that while the indictments were invalid, the one-man grand jury can issue warrants, and that was done in this case. The next step in the process is proceeding to preliminary examinations, and we're looking at that now.
Worthy says the lack of preliminary exams is what forced the seven criminal cases in the Flint water crisis to be dropped, but she says while Flint residents have every right to feel discouraged, the prosecuting team will continue to try to get justice for them.
We still care. We're going to hang in there. We're going to continue to fight for you. What happened was abominable and horrible that no one should have to go through. This is a team that is supremely committed to this case, be it prosecutors, support staff, and investigators, to getting to the truth, to carrying through with that truth, and hopefully having a case that's sustainable, that we can go to cases that are sustainable going to trial.
So, since some of the charges date back to 2014, if Worthy and the prosecuting team decide to go after new charges, there is a statute of limitations clock that will be running, which requires a defendant to be charged most of the time within a six-year window after the alleged crime is committed. Now, Judge Kelly's decision doesn't affect former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder or former Flint Public Works Director Howard Croft because they were charged with misdemeanors, which are being handled by a lower court. The two are awaiting a decision by the Genesee County District Court on their request to dismiss their cases. Paul W.
Yeah. It's just so politicized, and it's all tied into the fact that we're already in the silly season. There's mud wrestling. There's whatever you want to call running for office these days, because it's that. And it's just unfortunate. And I know that people want people's heads, because in our world, we believe when something like this happens and mistakes are made, heads should roll. And we don't have satisfaction unless heads roll. I'd be a little more interested in this if there were a variety of heads, not just Republicans, mostly Republicans as far as I know, and people who were mostly with Governor Rick Snyder, who they want to attack because he was a Republican. He's not a bad man. Nobody can say Rick Snyder was ever a bad man, not with a legitimate approach to the reality of things. But, you know, and I love Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. I just see it differently than she does. And believe me, she's a learned prosecutor. She may be absolutely right. I just don't think so. That's my opinion, which is just that of a talk show host, for God's sakes. But it always has bothered me, Lloyd, that I haven't heard of anyone who worked in the water department who would, under normal circumstances, when they've switched over to river water in the past, knew they had to treat the water a certain way to prevent the problem they had. They didn't have to wait for someone to tell them. The emergency manager, the governor, all the people surrounding him were not water treatment experts. They did not say, hey, let's not treat the water so it'll hurt these people. They didn't do that.
Well,
but the people in the water department, the people who generally treat the water, chose not to, what, to teach these guys a lesson or what? And that's never been followed up on.
Yeah. So you're saying the Flint water people?
Whoever the water people were that were involved with following, quote unquote, the orders to divert more river water into their drinking supply.
Yeah, that's a Flint issue, and the people in Flint don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat when they're dying and their people are sick from
it. Well, no, but they should go right after the people who were right at the heart of the problem, the people who didn't do their job, the first people on the line, which are they're not going to go after.
Well, and that's the case too. But who was in charge at the time?
Well, people who'd never dealt with water supplies and treating water supplies and had no history with that. But the people who did stood down and didn't do what they had done in the past and should have done this time. And yet that's never been a part of the issue or the problem, which leads me to believe it's far more politicized than it should be. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst.